Okay, so I spent like 20 years looking online. If girls understand, when you're online shopping, I was on like page 202 of shorts.
You know you're not going to get anything when you get to page like five, right?
Right. So I really spent time trying to find the perfect pair of shorts and the perfect top for this. Okay, it's like adorable. MYK, producer MYK was helping me find the perfect outfit. I was like sending him pictures like this, this, and this because, you
Was
know,
it like black?
well, he used to dress porn stars in LA.
I know, I heard that. The first thing I heard about producer MYK, it's like, yeah, he used to work in the porn industry. I'm like,
I know.
what?
Crazy fun fact for those of you who've never heard that before. So, not that I wanted to look like a porn star, but he knows fashion. So I was showing him some ideas, and I finally found these shorts. They're One Teaspoon, that's the brand, and they're black and they're cut off. And then I got this crop top that like ties, and then it has these, it's red, and these huge flared sleeves. It's adorable. Okay, because I was anticipating warm weather,
Yeah, for sure.
sun. Now that it's going to be raining in like 75, I'm like, I will freeze to death. And I feel like I need to wear jeans and rain boots. And then I have no idea what top. I feel like I'm going to look ugly. I'm absolutely devastated because I don't have crazy stuff. Like everyone dresses crazy. I wanted to look like semi-hot. I wanted to look good on
Nobody
Instagram.
Looks semi-hot at Snake Pit. You just have to be like a hot mess.
Well,
Have you
I
seen
wanted to
videos and
try.
pictures from before?
Yeah, I know, but they're in the crowd. We're going to be on the stage or like at the entrance, so I figured I could like avoid
I'm going
the
to make sure you
mess.
get muddy.
No.
All right, here's some stuff to do. Talking of Indy 500, it's just been confirmed. Vice President Mike Pence will be here, so security is going to be even extra crazy. You know they're going to be
That's
setting
cool.
that up, so expect even bigger delays for that. Here's some things you can pack for the Indy 500, because this is what I'm about. Because
Oh, yeah, they have like rules and regulations. This is like crazy stuff.
It's not too bad. Coolers and bags, they cannot be any larger than 18 by 14 by 14, and glass containers are a no-go. So if you're going to bring in your stuff, like your liquor or your beer, make sure it's in cans and
Yeah,
bottles.
I mean, don't bring in your jar that has your shrunken alien head or anything like that. I don't think they're going to let that in.
Yeah, they're not going to give it back to you. Food and beverages are allowed. So what are we gonna do? Are we going to bring, like, some hot and readies? Are we going to bring some, like, chips? What are we going to bring? It's a long day.
Probably for me, I'm going to bring a peanut butter sandwich, no jelly, with the crust cut off.
Got like a little kid running around me. Camera accessories like tripods and monopods. I don't even know what those are, but those are okay. But you can't bring professional cameras, tripods, or any professional audio video recording device. I'm looking at you, white guy Mike over here with his camera. Get out. Security! We got a guy with an illegal camera inside right now. So you can't be doing that. Another sad news. My mom would be disappointed to hear this.
Selfie sticks are
prohibited. So you can't be cool and bring your selfie stick.
Is Lindsay coming?
No, my wife's not going to be coming.
Oh.
Why?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if I would have, like, a girl to hang out with. God knows.
Yes,
I'm the only girl on our Radio Now staff.
Thousands. There'll be tons of girls to hang out with.
Listeners, yes. By the way, you know what we're going to have at the entrance of Snake Pit where we'll be posted up?
What are we going to have?
Real flower crown making. I am stoked. Like, real fresh flowers, and I'm going to teach you how to make a real flower crown.
So, there's not going to be, like, a Snapchat filter? It's going to be like that in real life?
Yes.
Wow.
So you have to come see us when we're posted up at Snake Pit, and I'll make a flower crown with you.
When it comes to umbrellas, those are cool, but make sure your stuff that you bring there isn't going to block anybody's view. Like, if you want to bring that, you can bring your flag, but you can't bring a flagpole. All kinds of stuff, because a lot of people are rolling in this morning. The gates open up at 8 o'clock to get ready for camping. What?
You can bring your pole, but not your flagpole.
Alex is checking all poles at the gate. Other things that are not included, make sure you don't bring your weapons, pocket knives, firearms, and ammunition of any kind. They won't even let you bring fireworks, Alex. What is this?
Dang it.
And they won't let you bring drones, no animals. I was going to bring my pet llama, but I can't bring my pet llama now.
That's just unfortunate.
Yeah, and exactly. You can't bring a dolphin either. What kind of thing is this? What are we running here? Where you, in 2017, you can't bring a dolphin into the IMS.
I think it makes sense, actually.
All right, broadcasting live today from inside of Glamp Town, the Joe and Alex show. What are you yelling about?
When are these people going to wake up and get out of their tents? I was like wanting to have someone make me some breakfast. You know, when I was in Louisville and I worked in Louisville, I had like adopted listener families, and they'd always be like, come over to my house, Alex. I'll make you some dinner because, you know, I can't cook. They were always worried about my well-being. Where are those listeners here?
I love our listeners, but instead I ask that you give me a cash donation. I don't trust people to give me food. You're way too trusting. I will
not do
that. I
need somebody to take care of me. Let me borrow some sunglasses, a hairbrush, maybe brush my teeth.
Oh, and we have an update too, if you're wondering. About an hour or so ago, before we started our broadcast, I tried to pull into my car here into Glamp Town, and they, I guess, wanted to tell me not to. That's what they were waving at me, telling me not to come in. My car's still stuck. Any bets today? I think my car will be stuck here past Indy 500. I don't think they're going to tow me out.
Well, guess you're going to be knocking on some tents, seeing if you can stay.
For sure. All right, broadcasting live from Glamptown, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.